produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
So she called me. I'm just telling my story. Say, where you went? I said, I went home. I saw you with your boyfriend. She said, "Ain't my boyfriend." I said, "Yes, he is." She said, "Oh, you my boyfriend." I said, "Can't be." She said, "I was just telling him bye." Actually, what I said, prove it. Because if you ain't really over him, ain't no big deal. Because I had just turned the spigot on just a little bit. It wasn't but little drops coming out now. it wasn't no floods. It wasn't no belly washers. I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all don't like this kind of teaching. Y'all don't like this kind of teaching. And so she started talking to me. We started talking. We started dating. We started dating. And my daddy said to me, he said, "Son," he said, "Son." Now this is the reason why I can't do it. Okay. But this is why dating in y'all modern time is sickening to me. Because you're not dating to end up here. You dating because you lonely. You need somebody to take you to Burger King. And it ain't but a few dates. Somebody needs to start talking about him. And if here is not where we've headed to, thank you for everything you did. Deuces, because my desire is to get there. My desire is not to have a good time with you. My desire is to have a life with you. And if that's not your desire, Candace, you all right? Remember me talking about you? First of all, I was talking to Candace yesterday, and I said to Candace, what the Bible talks about it, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. I said, and he obtained favor before the Lord. I said, just stay you, and the person that's supposed to literally be with you, he'll start doing something with your heart in your space. If you ain't feeling something unlocking, I ain't talking about lust. If you're not, because y'all don't care if they're lust. If you're not feeling somebody that you feel somebody that you can be safe with. See, I don't care because your mama feels safe with him. I don't care because your grandma feels safe with him. If you don't feel safe with him. You got to start feeling safe with this guy before you marry him. You know what feeling safe means? Oh, my God. It is like, I do it, Jenny, because somebody had it on social media. I felt up on a lady. Come here, check. So we don't lie. Come here, Jenny. Come here. Turn around. No, turn around. No, because this is important to me. Watch it. If I'm married to Jeanette and Jeanette don't trust me, and I walk up to her and put my hands on her shoulder like this, she don't trust me. She tense up. I want to be like my daddy. And so when I'm talking to her, when I'm talking to Candace, when I'm talking to Janice, when I'm talking to my nieces, when I'm talking to them, I'm talking to them from the place I'm a man. I'm a man. I can tell you what's no good. I've been that before. Read me and pick from that. So she was talking to me. I'm talking, y'all, because I ain't scared of people. She's talking. She's a bit, but Uncle Junior, I don't want to feel like my standard's too high. And people talking about my standard's too high. I said, don't pay them no attention. Because there's somebody out there for you. Now, this is going to get me in trouble, but I told her I've been in trouble before, so I don't care about people. Because they want grandchildren. I said, get them. I told tell your mom and dad to get them some. Get them some. Because you ain't going to get no children before you get married. Y'all ain't scared of people. You think I'm scared? No. If you do, you better ask somebody. And you might want to ask somebody before you run up on me. No, I got, y'all, I tell my daughter all the time, I said, baby, I done showed you. Because if a young girl don't have a desire as a young girl to marry her daddy, he ain't did it right yet. There has to be something about this man. But what we do is we start getting in these teenage years and you start changing princes for frogs. I told my daughter, if you end up with somebody no good, you ought to have to sleep in the car. There's nothing that you have I hadn't bought. How you been to date somebody that won't buy you nothing? And ain't nothing that she had. I done bought every car, done gave her two cars, bought her one, done bought two houses she lived in. She in my house now, don't have to do nothing but get up and eat and enjoy Jesus. She don't have to pay no rent because I refuse to make her pay rent till she get us up in this place to stay. Do what you want to with yours. I want mine to be dependent on somebody else so they can enjoy life. Y'all, all this, you can make the bacon, fry it up in a pan. You can, but why would you want to? Some kind of way. If I could literally be too so blunt that I might lose some of my members. Your mama lied to you. You do need somebody. You can't do this by yourself. This is too big for you to do it by yourself. This is too big for you. You ain't built by God to carry this whole thing. God built you to be carried. Oh, somebody. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody willing to pick you up and tote you and set you where you're supposed to go. That person need to kick rocks. Because ain't no such thing as equal in marriage. It's always the man leading. It's always the man literally loving the woman like Christ loved the church. That thing is so crazy that God don't even tell you to love nobody as a woman. He said that seasoned women ought to teach the younger women how to love their husband, which means it ain't automatic. Give me a few minutes. Let me put on my fighting clothes. I want to be like my dad. Oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. Something wrong. You know the reason why? A lot of time the conversation with moms and dads are off. Moms and daughters and mamas and sons are off is because mama had to stretch to make it. And the only thing she know about success is stretching to make it. And she done made that the Bible, but that ain't the Bible. That was survival. And yes, she get a merit badge for not dying. Yes, she get a merit badge for not walking off of you. But watch it. But she also got to know that she created something God didn't design you to be. And now you in trouble. And sometimes you can't get out. And I need to learn how my daddy said do it so I can do it like my daddy. You watch a mama that has to have to raise her children and she marries a man. You watch how toxic that house becomes because she will not relieve her apple spirit. And because she's had to raise him, she ain't gonna never enjoy her husband. Because she don't know what vulnerable means. I just want to be like my daddy. And so every man that's in your space, whether you marry him or not, gonna have to always compete with the alpha in you. Now, I tell people this all the time. Because they scared to talk. Now, Miss Lockhart here, her daddy was a jewel. He was a nice man I ever met in my life, sorry, my daddy. Mr. Don, oh, Lord. But Miss Seal, I don't care who getting mad, she was mean. And there are times. Okay, y'all not ready. There are times. All the three daughters that came out of Seal act mean. It takes a lot to act like Mr. Dome. Because Mr. Dome is not first responder. Or when I'm talking to folk, when I talk to people, because I talk about Jenna's daddy all the time. Her mama raised them so good. Because she raised them without a man wouldn't take care of them. Now, folk get mad when I talk about Ms. Lonzo. I told somebody one time before, they keep talking about I need to say something good about Ms. Lonzo. I don't know nothing good about it. I don't. When I know Ms. Lonzo was literally beating on her and cheating on her. That's all I know about him. I don't know nobody working for nobody. I remember her working. I remember going down there and escorting them up and down to the house. I don't know nothing else, Ms. Lockhart. I don't know nothing else. For me to say anything else would be a lie. I know how you did with somebody that you know was cheating on you. I know how you did. I remember when Jenna got mad with me one day. She left me. She went home to her mama. Her mama, if you don't get back down there, you done find a good man. You know what she was comparing me to? The one she had. That's why I want to take care of you. Look how y'all looking at me. I feel somebody burning a hole in my head. I'm telling you right now. We're going to have to change this thing, y'all, because if I'm going to be like my daddy, somebody got to tell me that I'm not. My daddy said to me one time, he said, son, why are you so mean? I said, I ain't mean, daddy. He said, yes, you is. Son, you ain't nice at all. I said, what you mean I ain't nice? He said, look how you talking to me. I said, talking to you like what? He said, you don't even know you talking that way. He says, it had become habit to you just to talk so harsh. So now folks say I'm too soft. But I like this. I'm like my daddy. I don't care what nobody said about me. Thank you running over me all you want to. I'm going to be like my daddy. And so the thing we're missing, we're raising up another generation that ain't going to know the father right. And I tell people all the time, it may no different what my children go through. Sometimes they act like they don't even know Jesus nor me. But the one thing I know, that I train them up in the way they should go. And when they get old, it ain't going to depart from them. Down in the crevice of, whoo, shot by coach to me. Down in the crevice of them will be what I put in them. Don't ever let your eyes lie to you. You done showed them the Father. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I told my daughter Ashley and my son Jeremiah when Ashley was pregnant with Jabari and they wasn't married yet, and I had a little meeting with them. I said, I ain't gonna take him from you. Y'all but just give him to me. Let me kind of maneuver him like I know. And they said, okay. And they can tell you right now, if he start, because sometimes he have his moments, especially when he was little, he would have no moments in that room, and they wouldn't even try to calm him down. They just call the phone. As it would say, Bishop, Barbara having problems. I said, put him on the phone. Man, what's going on? I've never, never had to give their consent to control it. Because they see the results of him hanging with me. Okay, y'all not ready. Now, if he wants a big dollar item, if he want a big dollar item, I tell you, you have to talk to your mom and daddy. And they say, I can get it for you, because I ain't got no problem getting it for you. But now, if you want just a $25 card, I ain't calling them. I'm just going to go by Dollar General and get them too. There ain't no big ticket item. He'll call me sometime, and he'll say, Granddad, I say, yeah. He said, could you put some money in my Cash App? I say, yeah. He's going to go to the skating rink the other night. He said, Granddad, now you know I'm going to need some money, because I got to play the games over there. I said, okay. I said, how much you going to need? He said, I don't know. So when he got ready to leave, I ain't bragging. I'm just saying, when he got ready to leave, because I don't want him in no place that he runs out for who he want to. Okay, that ain't y'all. This me. So I put him a $50 in his pocket. I said, you going to think that's going to be enough? He said, yeah, granddad, that'd be plenty. Because my thing is, if you run out for the foreign run out, call me. Come to the door, I'll give you some more. But what he was going to do is call his grandma. So put some more on my Cash App. Y'all, because I want to show him the Father. I keep trying to tell folk all the time about being grandparents. You keep trying to be the mama. That's why you don't enjoy them. You ain't got to raise no children. Enjoy them. I got 3 grandchildren. Ice cream for dinner, bed, when they get out the tub. I don't care. They had to tell me something swole Jory up, because I just go to the store and buy it. Huh, you can't give her that. It swole up one time. I said, it did. Because I've been to go better soon and buy some more. Y'all, okay. Now, this message right here is throwing somebody off. And I don't know why it's throwing you off when I'm trying to get you introduced to the real Father. And so in verse 1 through 12, Jesus started talking to the disciples about how God do business. He started talking from that place. So he goes back up. Somebody all the way already to 48. Y'all trying to tell me something? Y'all trying to tell me something? Oh, you got to be trying to tell me something, you, because you ain't went back to verse 1. Watch this, y'all. I'm almost done. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Watch it. Okay, they can't find it. They lost their Bible. So in verse 1 through 12, he started talking about blessed are, blessed are, blessed are they. And so because of this, y'all, you need to understand that, watch this, that everything in the first 12 verses is literally God saying, this is how you're going to be blessed. We call it the Beatitudes. God said, this is what I want you to do so you can be blessed. Watch this. Have this attitude so you can be this. Because in order for you to be blessed, you got to have the attitude of God. You can't have the blessed just because you're in church. You got to have an attitude. You got to literally start acting a certain way. You got to start having this thing working on the inside of you. So in verse 1 through 12, he said the attitude, which means be this, because that's who God is. That's who he is. Man, Johnny. Anytime you find yourself in space and life has got you acting like the old you, stop you. And stop you quickly. Because if you don't watch it, you're going to act like you. And then you're going to have to straighten it out. You got to be quick to say, I'm sorry. Because you don't want space in between what you said and the results of the thing. Because once that thing produces a harvest, it is hard for I'm sorry to kill it. Oh, I don't know. I thought it was going to be real good. I thought this was going to be exciting time. And what you're doing is, watch this, because people are funny to me. Because you will hear me say something and get stuck there and won't travel with me to the end. Which means you're going to get tired on the trip and don't get no ice cream. How you mad with me and I ain't finished? I'm going to holler in a minute. I'm going to let you go in a minute. I'm going to set you free in a minute. So now watch this, y'all. So now, from verse 1 to verse 12, it's the attitude. He said, be this, because that's who he is. So in verse 13 to 20, he says, I'm salt and light. So now God is changing and giving attributes of who he is, which means that's who I'm supposed to be. God is not telling you to be salt, and he's not. He said, watch how I season things. Watch how I always put flavor in any situation, said God. Watch how I light up every dark corner. He said, all I want you to do is that when you're in the earth, watch this, y'all, act like your daddy. Okay. I remember, Ms. Lockhart, I remember before Jenna and them dad passed, he had a taste for some of your food. I always use this when I'm trying to get people to understand what Jesus can do. And he had done her bad. But he had a taste for her food. And he called. Had somebody to call in. Wanted to call. And said, Daddy said that he wanted some of your either oxtails or beef stew. That he had a taste for it. Leaving here. During this time, nobody knew he was dying but Mr. Alonzo. He knew he was leaving. But he got a taste for something of his past. Anybody getting this? And the only person can make something of his past is not with him no more. She's moved on. So her response was, find out from your wife, is it all right, and I'll make it. I don't care what you're saying. That's acting like a daddy. Okay. I I don't care because y'all saying she said no for her to go buy chicken. Put them in the pot. Parboil them. Get them off the bone. Make that gravy like we make it thick. To pick some rice. That's about 2 hours worth of memory of how he did her. And he had.
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.